ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। यू कैन डिसाइड विद मी। नारायणं नमस्कृत्या नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 10th चैप्टर 21st एंटाइटल द गोपीज ग्लोरीफाई कृष्णास फ्लूट। टेक्स्ट नंबर 10। कैन रिसाइट बिहाइंड मी। वृंदावनम सखी भुवो वितनोति कीर्तिम् यद्देवकी सुतपदं भोजलब्धलक्ष्मी गोविंद वेणु अनुमत्त मयूर नृत्यम् प्रेक्षादृशान्म अवरत अन्न समस्त सत्वम् वृंदावनम सखी भुवो वितनोति कीर्तिम् यद्देवकी सुतपदं भूयुज्जलब्धलक्ष्मी गोविंद वेणुमनुमत्त मयूर नृत्यम् प्रेक्षादृशान्व अवरत अन्य समस्त सत्वम् प्रेक्षादृशान्व अवरत अन्य समस्त सत्वम् वृंदावनम सखी भुवो वितनोति कीर्तिम् यद्देवकी सुतपदं भुजलब्धलक्ष्मी गोविंद वेणु अनुमत मयूर नित्यम् प्रेक्षादृशान्वरतान्य समस्त वृंदावनम सखी भुवो वितनोति कीर्तिम् सखी भुवो वितनोति कीर्तिम् यद्देवकी सुतपदं भुजलब्धलक्ष्मी गोविंद वेणुमनुमत्त मयूर नित्यम् प्रेक्षादृशान्वरतान्य समस्त माताजी। वृंदावनम सखी भुवो वितनोति कीर्तिम् यद्देवकी सुतपदं भोजलग्नलक्ष्मी गोविंद वेणुमनुमत्त मयूर नित्यम् प्रेक्षादृशान्वरतान्य समस्त सत्वम् वृंदावनम वृंदावन सखी ओ फ्रेंड भो ऑफ द अर्थ वितनोति spreads. Kirtim, the glories. Yat, because. Devaki Sut, of the son of Devaki. Padambuj, from the lotus feet. Labd, received. Lakshmi, the treasure. Govinda Venum, the flute of Govinda. Anu, upon hearing. Mat, maddened. Mayur, of the peacocks. Nityam, in which there is dancing. Prekshya, seeing. Adrisanu, upon the peaks of the hill. Avarat, stunned. Anya, other. Samast, all. Sattvam, creatures. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: O friend, Vrindavan is spreading the glory of the earth, having obtained the treasure of the lotus feet of Krishna, the son of Devaki. The peacocks dance madly when they hear Govinda's flute, and when other creatures see them from the hilltops, they all become stunned. Purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Sridhar Swami explains that because activities such as those described in this verse do not occur in any other world, the earth is unique. In fact, the earth glories are being spread by wonderful Vrindavan because it is the place of Krishna's pastimes. The name Devaki also refers to Mother Yashoda, as stated in the Brihad Vishnu Puran. Dve namne nandabharya Yashoda Devaki iticha atasakhyam bhutasya devakya shaurijayaya. The wife of Nanda had two names, Yashoda and also Devaki. Therefore, it was natural that she, the wife of Nanda, develop relationship with Devaki, the wife of Shauri, Vasudev. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains Krishna Leela as follows. In Vrindavan, the peacocks request Krishna, Govinda, please make us dance. Thus Krishna plays his flute and they surround him in a circle and dance in time with the rhythm of his melody. And while standing in the midst of their dancing, he also sings and dances. Thus those peacocks who are fully satisfied with his musical performance, out of gratitude, offer for his pleasure their own divine feathers. In the usual manner of musical performers, Krishna gladly accepts these presentations and places a feather upon the turban atop his head. Gentle animals such as deers and does greatly relish the transcendental entertainment presented by Krishna, and to get a good view, they flock to the peaks of the hills. Then as they watch the breathtaking program, they become stunned in ecstasy. Srila Sanatana Goswami comments that because in Vrindavan, Krishna goes barefoot and can thus directly mark the earth with the symbol of his lotus feet, that transcendental land is even more glorious than Vaikuntha, where Vishnu wears slippers. Om Ajnanadimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasme Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Jayatanya Mano Vishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Sopadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitam Sha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta राधा कांता नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। वंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च परिदानं भावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीति नाथ। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी चारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर शिवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ट्रांसलेशन। ओ फ्रेंड, वृंदावन इज स्प्रेडिंग द ग्लोरी ऑफ द अर्थ हैविंग ऑब्टेन्ड द ट्रेजर ऑफ द लोटस फीट ऑफ कृष्णा द सन ऑफ देवकी। द पीकॉक्स डांस मैडली व्हेन दे हियर गोविंदास फ्लूट and when other creatures see them from the hilltops, they all become stunned. So, I like to seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas. Instead of a hectic day of fasting yesterday, you all have come to hear about Krishna. So, I am feeling the strength to speak. So, here in this verse, the effects of Krishna flutes, the effect of playing Krishna's flute is been explained, and that part was very nicely covered by His Grace Radha Gopinath Prabhu yesterday, that how the moving creatures, they become stunned, and those who are actually non-moving, they start shaking. Here's described that some creatures go to the balcony to have a better view, right? They climb to the hilltops, that's their balcony view, to see Krishna play flute and entertain the peacocks. Another very beautiful point coming is the treasure of the Krishna's lotus feet, that the earth has become glorious by receiving this great treasure of the lotus feet of Krishna. And in the last paragraph, the disciples of Prabhupada, they are quoting Sanatan Goswami, who says that Krishna goes barefoot in Vrindavan while Vishnu wears his slippers in Vaikuntha. So the earth is even more glorious to receive the direct footprints of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So His Grace Shyamananda Prabhu was sharing the experience of Guru Das Prabhu. So Prabhupada told his Western disciples, Guru Das Prabhu was there, that what is this New York, etc., the Western civilization, right? It's all phantasmagoria. I will show you the real place when you come with me to India. I will show you Vrindavan. So, when the disciples, they actually arrived in Vrindavan, they relate that actually we could not see that any building not dilapidated. Right? Everything in a state of disrepair. There are no high-rise buildings. Everywhere there is dirt. So they were wondering, is this the real place? Right? What Prabhupada wanted to show. So the answer is actually coming out in this verse. Right? That Vrindavan and not Manhattan is spreading the glories of the earth. Because Vrindavan has received the treasure of the footprints of Krishna's lotus feet. Looks like all the planets, they are personalities actually. Right? So, in some conference, Mother Earth has been glorified, that she has received the treasure which no other planet has received, is being mentioned in this purport. So actually the spiritual potency of Vrindavan can be understood only by those who strive to take the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in one of the beautiful bhajan, he says, Ekona bhujino prabhu tomara charan. Says, now I have come to know the glories of taking shelter of a lotus feet. Ekona, ekona means now. So he says, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, beautiful bhajan, he writes, My Lord, now I have understood that the shelter of a lotus feet alone can grant freedom from all worldly sorrows and fears. So I have come to surrender myself at a lotus feet. My Lord, may your lotus feet always protect and maintain me in all respect. For there is no other shelter in this world. Without taking shelter of a lotus feet, I have undergone tremendous hardships. But now all my unhappiness will be dispelled. Only by taking shelter of a lotus feet, Lord Shiva has received the quality of auspiciousness, Shivat. And only by taking shelter of a lotus feet could Brahma create this material world. Your lotus feet are always held by the great sage Narada with great awe and reverence within his heart. Now knowing myself to be eternal servant, I surrender everything including my own life at your lotus feet. Thus holding your lotus feet on my head, I will dance in great ecstasy singing their glories. So these are the words of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, very beautiful in one bhajan. So in this way, the earth, Mother Earth, has become glorious because she has actually received this treasure of the lotus feet of Krishna. Similarly, there is a beautiful verse in Chaitanya Charitamrit. Mahaprabhu Rapriya Bhritya Raghunath Das Sarvateji Kaila Prabhu Rapadatale Vas. Very dear servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Raghunath Das Goswami. Mahaprabhu Rapriya Bhritya Raghunath Das Sarvateji Kaila Prabhu Rapadatale Vas. So he left all his material possessions to take complete shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You can repeat this verse. So we today is the most wonderful festival of Chida Dahi of Raghunath Das Goswami. So we'll discuss that pastime briefly. You can all recite this verse behind me once or twice. Mahaprabhu Rapriya Bhritya Raghunath Das Sarvateji Kaila Prabhura Padatale Vas. Sarvateji Kaila, he left all the material possessions, Prabhura Padatale Vas, and thus took shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhura Priya Bhritya Raghunath Das. Sarvateji Kaila Prabhura Padatale Vas. So we will discuss how Raghunath Das Goswami, he actually took shelter, his journey of taking shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, someone may say, I already know the story of Chida Dahi festival. Right? We have heard so many times. But when actually we serve Chida Dahi on the plate, then no one says, I have eaten Chida Dahi so many times. Right? And people say, please give a second serve also. So actually, we will try to relish Chida Dahi by hearing about it. And someone was saying whether Chida Dahi is in the morning today or afternoon. So I said it's both times. Morning we will relish by hearing through the ears, and afternoon we can relish by honoring it with the mouth. So this verse describes how Raghunath Das Goswami, he took shelter, he resided at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the shelter is synonymous with home. So we'll discuss the journey home of Raghunath Das Goswami. So we actually, we all have to take that journey in our own life. And this journey where we go back home, back to the shelter of lotus feet of Krishna, is actually more an internal journey than an outside struggle. In the initial few years, there may be an external struggle with the family members, friends, relatives. But that actually can settle down soon. That will settle down soon. And the world will accept us as the devotees of Krishna. Right? They will wish us Hare Krishna. They will offer their pranams also to us. And we may be situated, we may be initiated. So, but the journey doesn't end there. Right? It's actually just the beginning of journey when the internal struggle begins. The external struggle is over. The journey, real journey begins with when the internal struggle starts. So, initiation means the beginning. Right? A person initiated or Brahman initiates the beginning of the journey. So, it's a journey of our consciousness that we have to take our consciousness which is immersed in the pools of sense gratification to the point of rendering loving devotional service at the lotus feet of Krishna. And as I said, we will discuss how Raghunath Das Goswami, he undertook that journey and achieved success. Mahaprabhura Priya Bhritya Raghunath Das Sarva Teji Kaila Prabhura Pad Talevas. He left everything, all his material possessions, and resided, took shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it described that when Raghunath Das Goswami was a child, Srila Haridas Thakur had come to visit the village of Chandpur, which is close to the Saptagram, and he stayed at the house of Balaramacharya. Balaramacharya and Yadunandan Acharya, they were the priests of Hiranya and Govardhan Majumdar, who were the uncle and the father of Raghunath. So at that time, Raghunath was a small boy, engaged in the studies. But daily he would go to see Srila Haridas Thakur. It's mentioned, Haridas kripa kare tahara upare, sei kripa karan haila chaitanya pai bare. Haridas Thakur was very merciful to Raghunath. And that mercy became the cause of his attaining the shelter, ultimately attaining the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is one of the very important considerations in our journey, to gather the mercy and the blessings of the Vaishnavas. Right? Suppose you are going on a long journey and you go to a refilling station and a person asks, kitne ka petrol dalna? You say, fill up the tank. Right? Tanki full kar do. Kind of. So actually we are also on a journey. We should also have to fill up our life with the mercy of the Vaishnavas. That is like the vital fuel that will actually help us keep going on in this journey. So Raghunath, by his humble demeanor and service attitude, he attracted the mercy of this great Vaishnava, Srila Haridas Thakur. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, Sei kripa karan haila chaitanya pai bare. That mercy actually took him towards his ultimate destination, the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they described that after taking sannyas, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to go to Vrindavan, but he was directed to Shantipur by Nityanand Prabhu. There, Raghunath Das first time came to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As soon as Raghunath saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he fell down at the lotus feet of the Lord, and the Lord was very merciful to him. He touched his lotus feet on Raghunath's head. So the father and the uncle of Raghunath, they actually served Nilambar Chakravarti, who was a maternal grandfather of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they also rendered much service to Srila Advaita Acharya by helping him in various ways. So Advaita Acharya also knew Raghunath, and he also was very merciful to Raghunath. So daily Advaita Acharya would give the remnants of Mahaprabhu's foodstuffs to Raghunath Das. And he described that after that interaction, Raghunath Das, actually he became mad with ecstatic love for Krishna. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from there he left to Nilachal and Raghunath Das came back home. But again and again, Raghunath would try to run away from home. One day the mother of Raghunath said, please, our son has actually gone mad. Please keep him binding with the ropes. The father actually, with his sad heart, he said, he has opulence like Indra and the wife like an Apsara. If all this cannot bind him, how will I be able to bind him with the ropes? Chaitanya Chandrera Vatulke Rakhite Pare. He said, this actually has become a mad man. He has received Chaitanya Chandrera Kripa Haya Achai Hare. Chaitanya Chandrera Vatulke Rakhite Pare. The father says that he has become mad, just like Radha Govinda Prabhu yesterday was explaining. The goal of life is to become mad after Krishna. So Raghunath Das Swami actually became mad, and father said, now we cannot hold him actually. But somehow they were still keeping the guards, and every time Raghunath Das would run away from home, they would bring him back. So described that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after his South India trip, he attempts to go to Vrindavan, comes up to Ramkeli. From there he, on the advice of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, he returns back to Jagannath Puri, but he stays again in Shantipur during that journey. So there also Raghunath Das, he actually pleads with his parents that please allow me to go and see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, otherwise I will not be able to maintain my life. So his father agreed and he sent many watchmen and servants with Raghunath. And then again Raghunath Das stayed for 7 days in Shantipur, associating closely with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was always thinking that how will I be able to escape the custody of these watchmen and go to Nilachal with the Lord. The Lord, being omniscient, understood the heart of Raghunath and he gave very important instructions which will actually help us in our journey. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells, Sthirhaya ghar yao nahau vatul krame krame paye lok bhav sindhu kul. Be patient and return home. Don't be like a crazy fellow. By and by you will be able to cross the ocean of material existence. And Srila Prabhupada writes beautiful purport. He says, this material world is just like a big ocean. It begins with Brahma Lok and extends all the way up to Patal Lok. And there are many planets or islands in this ocean. Everyone is trying to get out of the ocean of material existence. One cannot immediately reach the coast. One may be very eager to cross the ocean, but he cannot attain success by acting like a madman. He must swim over the ocean very patiently and intelligently, under the direct instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or his representative. Then one day he will reach the shore and return back home, back to Godhead. So we see that how in the beginning here all of us also, and we see many devotees, they are super enthusiastic. And overnight they want to make the whole world Krishna conscious. Right? And they also want to become pure devotee. Right? But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that krame krame paye lok bhav sindhu kul. One has to proceed step by step. As Prabhupada is saying, one has to endeavor with patience and intelligence. Right? Acting like a madman will not help. So one may actually become mad within his heart, but outside he should not act like a madman, is being said over here. Antare nishtha bahye lok vyavahar, it's mentioned that inside one may have firm faith and but outside one should have lok vyavahar. And Prabhupada says this is the trick for everyone to advance in Krishna consciousness. So there has been talk of normalization within the ISKCON, that people should not act madly. They can go mad within their heart, but outside they should behave normally. So internally we have to actually cultivate strong faith and attachment towards the lotus feet of the Lord, towards serving the Vaishnavas, But externally we have to behave like a normal person. So in this way, step by step, krame krame, we have to actually advance in Krishna consciousness. Because it's more of an internal journey. It's a journey we have to take our consciousness. Another beautiful verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the teachings of Sanatana Goswami. Yahara kamala shraddha seka nishtajan, krame krame teho bhakta haibe uttam. Said, Yahara kamala shraddha, one whose faith is fragile, komal, seka nishtajan, he is a beginning devotee, neophyte. Krame krame teho bhakta haibe uttam. Step by step, by the practice of Krishna consciousness, by rendering service to the Vaishnavas, that devotee will become uttam. He will advance in Krishna consciousness. Krame krame is mentioned. By step. So when a person comes new to Krishna consciousness, Krishna also gives a free gift to the newcomers, right, to attract their faith. So for the first timers, we are the gift counter. So Krishna attracts the faith. But that faith is actually very fragile. It's conditional. That things are going my way, then I say it's all Krishna's mercy. Right? But when the things go opposite, then we doubt whether Krishna is there or not. Yahara kamala shraddha seka nishtajan. So this is a development of our faith. Right? We advance our consciousness, we develop our faith, krame krame, step by step, where we can have strong faith. Nishtha, from Shraddha, we go to Nishtha. Very strong faith. As Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, Maro bhi rakho bhi jo ichha tumar. But my Lord, you may maintain me, keep me, or if you feel I leave this body, let me die. But I surrender unconditional at your lotus feet. Arpilu tuva pade Nanda Kishore. So similarly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Raghunath Goswami further. You should not make yourself a show bottle devotee and become a false renunciant. For the time being, enjoy the material world in a befitting way without becoming attached to it. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised that within your heart, you should cultivate your faith and attachment to Krishna. Let that increase. While externally you behave like ordinary person, antare nishthakar bahye lok vehavar, Achirat Krishna tumai karibe udhar. So, develop or proceed step by step, advance your consciousness, increase your faith internally, and just outsidely you behave like a normal person, and soon Lord Krishna will actually deliver you. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, when I return back from Vrindavan, that means he's talking of his next visit, now he's anyway from Ramkeli returning to Nilachal, he said, when I will visit Vrindavan, and then return back to Nilachal, then you will be able to come and meet me in Nilachal. By some trick, Sri Mahaprabhu says, by some trick you will be able to escape and meet me in Nilachal. And probably Raghunath Das Swami would ask that what trick will I be able to use. So Sri Mahaprabhu says, Sechala Sekale Krishna Sura Beto Mare, that trick will come to your mind at the right time. Se chal, se kale Krishna surabe tumare. So Krishna will reveal how you should escape when the right time comes. Krishna kripa yare tare ke rakhi te pare. One who has received the mercy of Krishna, this world will not be able to hold him for long time. Right? Or actually no one can check the advancement of Krishna consciousness of a person, no external force, because it's an internal journey. Right? So nothing external can actually impede the spiritual progress of a devotee. So we have to go on with our devotional service while patiently waiting for the Lord's mercy. So Prabhupada writes in this purport, although Srila Raghunath Das was very anxious to join Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord advised him to wait for the mercy of Lord Krishna. So in this way, the success of one's devotional service depends upon receiving the mercy of Krishna. We cannot demand, I want the mercy of Krishna now. So, but we with our body, mind and words, we continue rendering devotional service with intelligence and determination, and while patiently waiting for the Lord to reveal His plan for us, how we can progress further in our journey toward the lotus feet of Krishna. And actually, surely the Lord is very merciful by nature, and He will bestow His mercy upon us at the right time. But we have to proceed step by step. Krame krame seho teho bhakta hai be uttam. It's a gradual process, step by step, the development of our consciousness. So in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Raghunath Das, and he bade farewell to him, who actually then behaved exactly, he did exactly what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him. So the parents were very happy to see that he is now managing the business and doing all the external activities, right? But internally he was always looking forward that when will I be able to take complete shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it is described that once Nityanand Prabhu came to Panihati along with the associates. And Raghunath Das Goswami again requested that I want to go and see the lotus feet of Nityanand Prabhu. And his father sent some servants and guards with Raghunath Das. And Raghunath Das came and he was offering obeisances to Nityanand Prabhu, who was sitting on a platform around a tree. And the devotees told that, here is Raghunath offering obeisances. Nityanand Prabhu said, he is keeping a distance, he is like a thief. Right? So he says, today I am going to punish him. And Nityanand Prabhu calls, O thief, you come here near to me. And Nityanand Prabhu actually drags him close by and he puts his lotus feet on Raghunath Das's head. He says, you are keeping a distance, you are a thief, you must be punished. And Nityanand Prabhu tells him that you organize a festival of Chiradhani for my devotees. So actually, if you see, punishment in Krishna consciousness is also kind of reward. Right? If you see, we used to have a punishment of writing 108 Mahamantras earlier, those who would miss the Mangal Arati. VTA boys would give a fine. And one day in VTA there was a party going on. I said, what kind of party is this? He said, whatever fine we have collected, we are having a party today from that fine. Right? So I said, is a punishment or a reward? Right? Every month you can have a party with the fine. So the punishment, if you see in Krishna consciousness, is actually a reward, kind of. Similarly, even the fasting, Prabhupada once says, that in Krishna consciousness, fasting is also feasting. You may say, not for those who are doing nirjal. For them also it's feasting, right? We feast on the Harikatha, on the Harinam. So the body may fast a little bit, but the soul can feast uninterruptedly. So it's actually feasting. So it's a non-stop party going on in Krishna consciousness. So that's the absolute nature. So Nityanand Prabhu, he then, as I said, Prabhupada translates his punishment order. He said, make a festival and feed all my devotees yogurt and chipped rice. Chira dadi. So hearing this punishment, Raghunath Das, he became greatly happy, greatly pleased. Shuni anandita haila Raghunath mane. And Raghunath Das, then he sends all his men with him to purchase all the various ingredients. Right? So all of them they buy, it's mentioned all the ingredients, they buy chipped rice, yogurt, milk, sugar, bananas, camphor, clarified butter. Right? So all these ingredients they are brought in. And then it described how there were bigger earthen pots in which the chida was soaked in the milk. And then two parts it was made in, the chida which was soaked in milk then was mixed with the yogurt and then the clarified butter, the bananas and the camphor was added. The other part which was soaked in the milk was added to the condensed milk, and again it's mentioned that what all were added, the whole recipe is practically described. Right? So one may feel, is this some scripture or a recipe book? Right? Time and again if you see there elaborately the description of all the food items which were offered to the Lord, cooked by various devotees, and many times how they were made and how they were served, the details are described. So, sometime one may think, just like sometime a doctor may give a class and he diagnoses the spiritual disease and he prescribes the medicine for the holy name, or when a finance person gives a class, he finds out the deficit in our spiritual practices and he suggests how to invest better our energies to get the maximum return. Right? So someone may feel, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the expert cook, Prabhupada says in one of the purport. So he's also, because a cook is writing a book, so he will definitely give some recipes, some name of all the items, ingredients, etc. Right? But actually that's not the exact reason. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is including all these details because he wants to demonstrate the love of these devotees for the Lord. As usual in Radhanath Swami Maharaj also says, love means to take care of the details. Right? Even if you see in the pastime of Rath Yatra, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, there Mahaprabhu formed 7 parties. Who was the chief dancer, who was the chief singer, who was the mridanga player, who all were responding in chorus, the name of all these devotees in 7 parties are given. Right? So we may not be able to appreciate the details. We may say they are unnecessary, but those who have love and those who are trying to develop love for the Lord, they can appreciate these details. Again, in the Adi Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describing the branches and sub branches of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There he, when he mentions about Raghav Pandit, he says his devotional service is so excellent that throughout the year both Raghav Pandit and his sister Damayanti would collect ingredients to prepare different items throughout the year, because you get seasonal things in a particular season, unlike in Mumbai where you get almost all the things frozen or packed, but you get a seasonal things usually. So they would collect those things in a season, prepare some pickle, condiments, etc., different items which can be used throughout the year by the Lord. He says, I will elaborate all the items which they prepared later. Se sab samagri aage kariba vistar, yahan rashravane bhaktera vahi ashrudhar. He says, I will describe all these details of ingredients, their loving service to the Lord later. And later he describes in the Antalila of 10th chapter. He is talking this in the Adilila 10th chapter. He said, when devotees hear that details, they generally cry and sometimes tear glide down their eyes. Because these are the details of their loving devotion to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, at our stage, the ashrudhar or the water may not come out from the eyes, but it may come out from the mouth. So, hearing all these descriptions of various preparations. So, but the point is that the love means to take care of the details. Right? So the details are pleasing. One can relish the details when one develops actually the loving service attitude towards the Lord. So it is described some of the details of Chira Dahi festival, that how after preparing Dahi Chira and Dugdha Chira, each devotee was given 2 earthen pots. Right? One was Dahi Chira, one was Dugdha Chira. And all the neighboring villagers, they heard that a big festival is going on at Panihati. So all the villagers of Panihati, as well as the residents of the neighboring villages, they all gathered together. Along with them came many shopkeepers who want to sell their ingredients. Right? Someone brought chipped rice, bananas, sugar, milk, yogurt, clarified butter, etc. So whatever ingredients they all brought. And Raghunadas would buy all that and he would kept feeding whoever came. And in fact, all the shopkeepers also who came to sell these ingredients. Right? So, there was actually no shortage of anything. Continuously, he was preparing and distributing prasadam. And actually, Prabhupada also wanted that. He would say, distribute prasadam profusely. That was also the mood of Prabhupada. That there is no shortage of anything. Radharani is managing the kitchen. How can there be any shortage? You just prepare and distribute. And this year, during the Kumbh Mela, we had the fortune of distributing prasadam continuously from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. in the morning, 16 hours prasadam distribution on the main snan day, which was 10th February. Right? So there, just like there was a 16 hour kirtan last year, Nirjala Ekadashi, we had a 16 hour prasadam distribution in this year, Kumbh Mela. So there was no shortage by the mercy of Prabhupada and Srimati Radharani. So in this way, whoever was coming, they were being served these two pots of dahi and dugdha chira. And while the serving is going on, Raga Pandit arrives. He says, "My Lord, I have prepared a feast for you at home, and you are having a festival here, and the prasadam is just lying untouched over there." So Nityananda Prabhu replies, he said, "I am a cowherd boy, and I would like to eat, have a picnic on the bank of a, on the sandy bank of a river along with my friends." So he says, I relish pulling a bhojan, the picnic on the sandy beach. He says, "Today you also join us, and the evening we all will come to honor your prasadam." So in this way, Raga Pandit also joins the picnic, and then something wonderful happens. After all the devotees have been served these two pots, Nityananda Prabhu, he meditates on the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and brings him there. Seeing Lord Chaitanya has arrived, Nityananda Prabhu gets up and he welcomes him. And no one can actually see this, except Nityananda Prabhu and a very fortunate few people. So Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are walking between the devotees, and Nityananda Prabhu would pick up a morsel of chipped rice from someone's pot and push into the mouth of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would smile, and he would also pick up some portion of chipped rice from some devotee's pot and push into the mouth of Nityananda Prabhu. And they would laugh and smile. So someone may question, what kind of activities the lords are performing, right? Bhagavan kar kuch kaam nahi kya, right? This is a simple, ordinary. But actually, there is a, this seemingly ordinary act, in this seemingly ordinary act, there is a deep exchange of loving reciprocation, loving mellows, which our conditioned mind cannot understand. Right? Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, in one place, he says, "Mood lok nahi jane bhave rava bhav." That foolish people cannot understand the opulence of devotional emotions. So one has to go through the stages of Shraddha, Sadhu, Sang, Bhajan, Kriya, Nartanivritti, Rijdasya, Ruchi, Nishtha. So when one actually has attachment towards hearing and chanting about the Lord and serving His lotus feet, then one can understand the opulences of devotional emotions. Otherwise, we may just think that all these are ordinary activities going on. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they are exchanging that deep love which is in their heart for each other. And Nityananda Prabhu was feeling great spiritual happiness, and then both the lords, they sat down in one place and they happily started honoring Chidadahi. The Nityananda Prabhu ordered all the devotees to honor their prasad while loudly chanting the holy names of Hari. So he described that by the loud chanting of all these devotees while they were honoring prasad, the whole world resounded with the names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami described that Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they are extremely merciful and liberal, that they accepted the offerings of Raghunath Das. And after Nityananda Prabhu, after accepting prasadam, Nityananda Prabhu personally offered the remnants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Raghunath. So very happily Raghunath honored those remnants and gave some to his own men. And in this way, the Chiradahi festival was concluded. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, "Eite kahilu Nityanandira vihar, Chiradadi mohosav name khyati yar." In this way I have described the pastimes of Nityananda Prabhu, which are known as Chiradahi Mahotsav. Now one may just think that, okay, Raghunath Das came and there was a wonderful festival, But what happened to the problem of Raghunath Das? He came with some problem and desiring to find solution to it. So, Nityanand Prabhu, after this festival, Raghunath Das approaches Nityanand Prabhu and through Raga Pandit he submits his plea. He says, "My Lord, I am very fallen, lowly, sinful and condemned. But I have the desire to obtain the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." So we see this is actually humility. Humility doesn't give rise to hopelessness. Rather, it gives unlimited hope within the heart to achieve the shelter of the Lord. So Raghunatha Swami, although he is exhibiting this humility, but he is saying that I have no qualification, but still I have this great hope within my heart that I can attain the shelter of lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He continues to pray to Nityanand Prabhu that, "My Lord, no one can attain the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without your mercy. If you are merciful, even a very low person like me can attain the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." Then he again says, "Although I am very unfit and unqualified in every way, I nevertheless request you to grant me the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." Nityanand Prabhu, after hearing, actually smiles and he tells all the devotees that Raghunath's opulences are like Indra. However, since he has received the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all these opulences doesn't appeal to him. Therefore, he says, he tells all the devotees, he said, "All of you please be merciful to him and give the benediction that he may very soon attain the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." So here we see the connection that how Nityanand Prabhu engaged Raghunath Das in serving the Vaishnavas, in pleasing their heart. And when the devotees are pleased, Nityanand Prabhu is saying, "Now all of you, please be pleased to bless Raghunath Das. Give her a benediction that soon he may achieve his ultimate destination, the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." And Nityanand Prabhu tells Raghunath Das, "Since you arranged a feast on the bank of Ganges, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to accept it. In fact, he personally appeared just to show favor to you. So now rest be assured that all the impediments on the path of your devotional life will soon be gone. And very soon you will attain the shelter of lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who will then place you under the care of one of his personal associates, Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami." So in this way, through this wonderful festival, Chiradahi Mahotsav, Nityanand Prabhu, he demonstrates that all the obstacles on the path of one's spiritual journey and all one's desires can be fulfilled if one can obtain the blessings of the Vaishnavas, right, by serving them. As Srinath Ratamdas Thakur says, "E chai gosair kori charana vandhan, jahan haite vigna nash abhishta puran." That I worship the lotus feet of the six Goswamis. By their mercy, all the obstacles on the path of devotional service will be removed and all my heartfelt desires will be fulfilled. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he says, "Tate bar bar kahi shunu bhaktagan." I say again and again, kindly listen very carefully. Serve the Vaishnavas having strong faith in their blessings. So in this way, Raghunath Das, he obtained the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and became the celebrated Raghunath Das Goswami, one of the most intimate associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is considered as our Prayojana Acharya, who demonstrated the process of achieving the ultimate goal of life, the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which are like the ornament for this planet Earth, as being described over here. So he received that ultimate destination, and we pray for a drop of his mercy so that we may also progress step by step in our journey towards achieving the shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna. Jai Granthara Srimad Bhagatam Ki Jai. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki. Shri Raghunath Das Goswami Ki. Srila Prabhupada Ki. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.